Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. We've got a great guest for you today, Billy Keels. He is the founder of Keepon Cashflow. And while becoming a real estate entrepreneur, Keepon's Cashflow founder continues to work in the corporate world. In fact, he is one of the best corporate soldiers you'd ever want to meet. In the last 17 years, Billy Keels has had the opportunity to work in 86 countries, learn and fluently speak 5 languages, and has lived in 3 European countries. With this personal growth experience, he has also had the opportunity to develop professionally by leading multidisciplined teams and managing businesses up to $74 million in the application software sector. Billy has earned his stripes as a true problem solver, a skill he's carried into his new entrepreneurial life. Today, Billy is a long-distance real estate entrepreneur, problem solver, author, coach, public speaker, and mentor. He sees opportunities where others often don't in people, teams, and real estate. It's my pleasure to welcome Billy to the show.
Belinda, thanks so much for being here. We're really looking forward to the conversation today.
Oh, I am as well. So why don't we just start out, get things rolling, and just kind of fill us in a little bit on that bio and kind of give us a better idea of where you're at today and what you're up to.
Yeah, sure, Belinda. So I'm just a guy from the Midwest of the United States, from Columbus, Ohio, originally. Moved around a lot as a kid between Ohio and early ages and Colorado and Texas and then back to Ohio, and went to college in the southwest of Ohio. And then afterwards had a really amazing job opportunity working out of St. Louis, Missouri. I was working and traveling about 25 to 28 days a month with Fortune 500 CEOs and their typically top management. But the opportunity was pretty amazing because in 5 years I had a chance to work and travel throughout some 58 different countries. So it really changed, but opened my perspective to the world. And then after that, I didn't see myself going back to a normal, quote unquote, 9-to-5. So I took a 1-year sabbatical back in September of 2001. And went to France. I was supposed to learn I was going to learn a little bit more about French language, or learn the French language. I learned how to salsa dance and a little bit more about wines. That was the initial plan. Then I loved the opportunity so much, I ended up moving down to the south of France through some of the network that helped with some of the network that I was working with before. And while I was there, I had another opportunity professionally to go and lead a sales team in Italy. So I lived in Italy for about 7 months and then eventually went back to France and then met a beautiful little Spanish woman who stole my heart, and she moved back to Spain. And after 2 years of going back between the south of France and Spain, well, I was really fortunate to also find a new professional opportunity in Spain. And so I have called Spain my home for the last 15 years, actually, living in Barcelona. Got married and have 2 kids, and a really, really, really fortunate person. And then somewhere along the way, I also got into real estate. But I'm sure we'll get a chance to talk about how I am not only working in software sales during the day, but also am building a real estate business in the evenings, or in the side hustle, if you will.
Great. I'm excited to talk about that for sure. So why don't you tell us then just a little bit about your business and then how it's shaped your lifestyle?
Yeah, sure. So Keepon Cashflow is really, we're here to help really busy corporate warriors help to understand that there are also other ways to make their money work for them so that they can really spend time doing what they want to do, like more time with family or friends or traveling or whatever the case may be, and really helping them to see that there are new opportunities just beyond the traditional paper assets, 401ks and stocks and mutual funds.
Okay. So you work during the day, so you're just like kind of like everybody else in that regard. And yep. So what made you decide, okay, I'm going to do this? Was there a need that you saw? So why don't you just like fill us in a little bit, because I think there's a lot of people and they work to the 9 to 5 and they go, yeah, you know, I'm going to keep on because this is what I do, or this is what I went to school for, or this, or they do enjoy the job, or this is providing this income for my family. But gosh, there's got to be something more. So what was it that made you decide to do that? And then how's it playing itself out in your lifestyle today?
Yeah, so you know, a lot of people get into entrepreneurial ventures, I guess, really looking for something. I guess my story started in a little bit of a different way. And, you know, I'd always done the thing, you go out and you get really work hard, get great grades, score at the top of your class, get a great job, and then put your money away and invest, and you'll be able to do all the things that you want to do. And so I'd done those things. I went and got great grades in college and high school and college, and got the great jobs and was going up. But there were two kind of things that happened. And it was just a little bit after 2000, where I watched my stock portfolio and mutual funds and 401k kind of take a crash. And I thought, well, you know, let's just stay there to keep doing what you're doing, and things will work out. And so then finally things were kind of getting back and I was getting my wind again. And then right in 2008, I kind of got sucked in the gut again, you know, and I was just kind of like, oh, all the things that I was working for. And just from a kind of control over my financial life, I kind of got the wind taken out of my sails on two different occasions, and I lost control. And so I guess it was because I felt like I was doing all the right things, but I wasn't getting ahead financially. And that was the focus at the time. I thought, you know what, I got to look for something new where I can actually be in more control. And so I actually started in this because I was just looking to diversify my investments. And then one thing led to the next. And I was talking, I really wanted to, I'd read this book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and that made a big influence on me. But I took about 3 years to get into any action. And one thing led to the next. I wanted to buy a property here in Barcelona, Spain. And the prices were, compared to what I had read and thought, were really, really high. And so then I looked at buying parking spaces. And one thing led to the next. And I ended up, someone made a comment. They were like, well, Billy, you're from the U.S. Why don't you buy back in the States? And I thought, this is completely crazy. Like, I live in Europe. How would I buy back in the States? But then I looked, and one thing led to the next. And I started building. And finally, probably after about a year and a half, 2 years, I bought my first multifamily property. It was a duplex at the time. And I guess from sharing with my friends the experiences of what I was learning, things that were happening, how I was now starting to actually buy property that was tens of thousands of miles away, there was an interest on their side. And one thing led to the next, and they were asking me the same questions, and I was responding, answering the same questions. And then somebody said, well, hey, could I invest with you? And I thought, well, absolutely not. I don't need your money, and I don't want to put our friendship in jeopardy. And then a couple of months, like probably a month later, a different friend asked a very similar question. And my response was the same. Hey, look, I don't need your money, and I don't want to put our friendship in jeopardy. And then about 3 months after that, a third friend, three different friends asked the same thing. And I thought, hang on a second, maybe I'm missing something. So I just sat down and realized, you know, help me understand why you would want to potentially invest and do this and do that. And because I was answering the same questions, I thought, well, one of my mentors said, well, why don't you just share what your knowledge with other people? And so that was kind of the birth of Keep On Cashflow. It really was, I was trying to answer the same question for lots of people in Europe and then back in the United States. And a lot of the friends that have also helped me have helped the business to grow in different ways. But the genesis of everything really started from some frustration of not really being able to have control over my financial life.
You know, and I think so often that is in a lot of people, that's one of the things I try to get people to in the show, because I know that when I listen to lots of podcasts and some of the feedback we got from some of our listeners were, it's like people get on and say, oh, well, I was here. And then now, and then it seems like overnight, I suddenly now am making a seven-figure income. And everybody's like, come on, that can't be the case with anybody that just decides to pull the switch and say, okay, I'm going to do this. And in reality, it's usually a little bit slower going. It's usually comes out of a very specific need. There's usually always kind of a story. It's kind of like a little bit of a desire to have something a little bit more, like you said, a side hustle. And then suddenly you see the need, and then a business kind of forms from that. And I think a lot of people are just looking for the magic of an idea, and they don't realize that some of the very best ideas usually do come from a particular need.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely has not been an overnight thing at all. And there's been a lot of, sometimes you get to this point and you think, wow, what am I actually doing? I've worked during the day. I have a great job. I enjoy what I do during the day. But there's this real tug on my heart. One of the main reasons is I want to be able to really live between the United States and Europe and do it when I want to, and not have to worry about asking for vacation time or traveling when everybody else is traveling. And I would have never thought about that, Belinda, a couple of years ago, because my head was completely down and I was just in that race, you know?
Yep.
And it wasn't until the frustration that made me, or it didn't make me, but I actually then started looking for new alternatives. And then one thing led to the next, and yeah, here we are.
There you go. So what do you think two of your greatest skill sets are that have really helped you to achieve the success you've had?
I love to be able to, I'd say, connect with and connect people. I guess part of that, it was really frustrating as a little kid moving around all the time because I was always the new kid in class. But when you're always the new kid in class, I mean, I have my brother and sister, of course, but when you're the new kid in class, you have a choice to not meet anybody and sit in the corner by yourself, or you have to figure out how to go out and meet some new people, figure out, okay, these are the people that I'd like to hang out with. These are the people that don't tend to, maybe we don't, but one way or the other, just to get a chance to go out and connect with people. So that's something that I would say, thanks to my parents, I developed, and it's something that I still do today. I mean, I think about, I've been so fortunate to work and now travel throughout some 80 plus countries, and being able to connect with people, language, culture, that's something that I really enjoy. And also a lot of training in the corporate life also helps me with that. So I would say being able to connect with people on one side, and then really being able to follow through with things. Once I know and get that clarity, I know a lot of times we talk about clarity, but once I get that clarity, there's nothing that's going to stop me or now my team from achieving the goals that we put in front of us. So connecting people and just being able to follow through, I would say probably are two of the better qualities that I have. Yeah.
Yep. Perfect. So why don't you share with us maybe one of your more outstanding accomplishments or something that you're proud of or that you feel really great about?
I guess the biggest thing I guess I'll know later on is how my kids actually end up. They're small now, 6 and 8, and I feel like we're doing the right things. We my wife and I, to provide them not just what they need financially, but also what they need from a just a nurture perspective and being around and being there for them. The first thing that kind of comes to my mind, and that's what's on my heart. And then also, I guess, if I think about just being able to now help people get closer to their own financial dreams and their own personal dreams, is something that I'm really proud of in terms of keep on, because this is something that for the moment I continue to just do on the side. I mean, in the day job, continue to win awards and top seller and all those kinds of things. But I guess that those things mean less and less to me every day, Belinda. And it's more, I guess, the things that happen here in my house that are really important. And also what my company is now doing to help people move forward in their own personal goals and dreams.
That sounds fantastic. So kind of in the opposite of that, tell us about or share with us a challenge that you faced and then how you worked through that.
Oof. There's so many that I could talk about. I guess probably the biggest one is I remember being really, really afraid, Belinda, when we started to build the company, right? You go through this whole doubt and just kind of figuring out, oh, man, this is a big chat. Like, what am I trying to do here? Like, I'm trying to invest in the United States. I'm trying to help educate other people so that they can understand what it is that I'm doing, because that may help them. And I'm doing it in a completely different country, culture, which is my own, but I'm now living in Europe. So sometimes when I'm thinking, this is thousands of miles away, and how do I do this? I don't have the expertise. I've never done this before. But in spite of all of that, I guess I've gone back to some of the old skills, and it's really connect with the people that are better or complement the skills that I have, so that we can continue to push forward as a team. Because a lot of, if I think back on it now, I mean, there were times when I was thinking, Billy, you must be crazy. What are you doing? but I just called on those strengths and really got people that were stronger and better than me in things like finance for real estate, or website design, and also helping to create ways for people to connect with me and for me to connect with them. So because I knew that the goal was something that I wanted to build a portfolio at the time. So the challenge was, how was I going to do this from across the seas and with not much knowledge in the area? And over many, many thousands of hours, have been able to overcome those challenges. I'm successfully now with the team and the company investing long distance, also working with investors both in the United States, in Europe, in Latin America. So it's really a lot of, it's been a lot of fun, and it was definitely a challenge and scary, really scary, once I realized that this was something that I wanted to try and start doing.
That is great. So then, this is the big question, because it's kind of the title of the show, but, and it's always funny because people say, this one's tough, but what does working from your happy place mean to you?
Nowadays, it's about as much as I can, I guess, as much as I can contribute. And I guess for those that are, you're in a relationship now, where you're fully committed, you're a parent, or you're a grandparent, you realize that it's kind of like the time and the energy that you put into something, when you can see that it actually creates a benefit for other people. Like, it makes me happy when I was sitting here just a little bit ago with my son at the table, and he was figuring out a math problem on his own. I mean, he's 6 years old, but he was getting frustrated, and then he stopped, and then he did a subtraction of 10, I think it was 10 minus 5 or 10 minus 6, and he figured it out on his own. And it made me think about the time that we'd spent together when he was crying at his desk not too long ago. But now that makes me happy. So that, being able to spend time and contribute to others and see the actual results or the benefits, that's what makes me really happy. I guess I would also say the fact that, when you can do what you would like to do because you would like to do it, that's being able to work, I would also say, from a happy place. I mean, I think nobody makes me try to build this business in the evening, but I enjoy doing it. And I love seeing the benefit that others have when we're in touch with one another. So, I hope that wasn't too long-winded, but I guess those are kind of the things that come into my mind when I think about working from a happy place.
No, that was perfect. And I just, sometimes people ask me to really define, or what does that mean? I've been asked about, what's the title of the show really mean? And I'm like, it means two things. And so I think you kind of nailed that. Number one, I think for a lot of people, it means being able to work anywhere, you know, being able to, take their laptop and being able to work anywhere. And that's a small percentage of people, I would say, that end up coming back with that. And for others, it's just loving what you do so much that it doesn't really feel like work. And it's this sort of blend of kind of getting to do things. So for some people, it's more on their own terms. It's flexibility. And for other people, it's helping others. And for other people, but whether it's a full-time gig that you have or a side hustle that you have or whatever, I think when you really love what you do, it doesn't feel like work.
I would completely, completely agree with that. Sometimes my wife asks me, she's like, can you stop? You need to take a break. You need to relax. You need to rest. And I'm like, but I love it. The kids are in bed. You're sitting on the couch. I just want to go back and I'm thinking about what is the next thing that we're going to do, or I'm contacting the team that's back in the United States, or, how can we go out and continue to make things better for our residents, those that come into contact with us through our website or through podcasts. And it doesn't feel like work. I mean, it's just because you're so heart and mind is all into it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Billy, what advice would you give to others who want to be an entrepreneur or want to start a side hustle or just are kind of maybe kind of have that itch or thinking, I don't know if I can even, what would I do? Or what kind of advice would you give to someone?
Well, I would say definitely start before you're ready. I was like one of my mentors, he told me and I like to use this, because he said, you know, if you waited for everything to be perfect, meaning if you waited for all of the stoplights to be green in order for you to start moving towards whatever goal or dream you have, how frequently do you think you would leave the house? And the answer to that is probably never. So at a certain point, we have to realize that we're not going to always be ready for whatever it is that we want to go towards, but you have to start before you're ready. Do it in an educated way. I don't mean to say do it without, just go out there and do it risky. No, but I mean, take the proper steps, but at least start moving. Don't wait. Because if everything needs to be perfect, you will never, never move. And then once you do that, just don't be afraid to do the work. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. I mean, it's one of the things I suffered from, Belinda, because I got the good grades and I kept moving up. And sometimes you want things to be perfect. And as in the entrepreneurial world, it's not about perfection. It's about being good, understanding, adapting, and creating. But the most important thing to get to that point is you have to start.
Absolutely. Okay, so what exciting things are you working on right now? And why don't you tell our listeners where they can find you?
Yeah, well, you know what? One of the things we just finished up, a lot of people have been asking us to do some of the education. I do a lot of things on YouTube, of course, and through the website. But we just finished a four-session masterclass, which was really, really cool, helping people to understand some of the benefits of working through real estate as an asset class and getting started, and whether that's somebody who wants to invest, that wants to start their own real estate investment company, or someone who's looking to invest with other real estate entrepreneurs. So that was a lot of fun. But I always like to let people know there are kind of three flavors. As a long distance investor, doing some things that are a little bit unique. So if there's anybody that would ever want to speak to me, I would be happy, Belinda, to speak to anybody. And they could reach me at bit.ly, so bit.ly/speakwithbilly. I also had a chance to write a book. So if somebody maybe wants to find out a little bit more about long distance investing without actually getting on the phone, they can actually go to the following website, which is growyourmoneythesmartway.com. That's growyourmoneythesmartway.com. And if somebody, if you're listening and you just want to find out a little bit more about us without going to the book, you can definitely go to the website, which is keeponcashflow.com. KEEPON as in Nancy. Cashflow, CASHFLOW.com. Those are the best ways, I would say, for someone to want to find out more about what we're doing or find out more about me, or if they want to speak to me, they can definitely do that as well.
Well, that sounds fantastic. And I just want to thank you so much for taking time out for our listeners today and being part of the show.
Belinda, thank you so much for the opportunity. Really enjoyed the conversation.
All right.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.